What's up, Flomies? I hope you're having an amazing day. I am out here doing my cardio and I'm just bursting with ideas for you today about what I wanted to talk about. So I didn't want to stop. I'm just taking a slow, friendly stroll in my neighborhood. It's just light cardio today because I'm flying for 6 hours and I don't want to get on the plane with really sore, tired legs and body. So I have got an entire podcast on ways that your boss or you need to think about your creativity. I am able to help a lot of people within the Passion Project with FT.com. If you're not already signed up, you only have a few more days until you can get in there and it's completely free. So I encourage you to get in there as soon as possible. Now, most of the people that I'm helping within there are creative people. They're in some sort of a creative business. And even if you're not in a creative business or you're not a creative role player at your job, say you're an accountant or a sales manager, you may not think of yourself as innately creative. Really and truly, the places where you crash or get stuck are based on your level of creativity. So understanding that as quickly as possible is the key. So what I want you to look at is if you get stuck creatively, try to think less about being a super creative person and think more about solving someone's problem. So I'm going to speak mostly during this podcast about Jessie, the tie-dye fairy that is my creative director. I'm going to talk about her role at my company, and then Stormy, who is my barn manager. Talk about her role, because you wouldn't think that a barn manager would be innately creative. But both roles are equally creative, and let me tell you why. Both roles are required to create on demand. Train this horse, get this horse working, or create a graphic. Now, for a creative director to have to be told to create a graphic just on demand, you can hit a roadblock. I mean, your boss tells you, I need this thing and I need it right now, and you're not feeling creative that day, you're going to get really, really stuck. Or you're in some other line of work, a teacher, for instance, and you have a student that you just can't get to figure out a way to do things, is failing, falling behind in classes. You've got to get creative. So it does apply to you. And I just want you to think about the problem and think about solving the problem instead of just trying to be creative. You know, instead of getting stuck in this routine of like, I just don't know what I'm going to do right here in this moment. Think about what is the problem and how can I creatively solve it. So when Jessie thinks backwards, she's got to go, well, how would I want to wear this shirt that I'm creating this? First in her mind, she's got to solve the problem of what jeans would I wear? Where would I wear this to? What would I want to feel when I wear it? And then solve that problem backwards to help her whenever she's stumped. For Stormy, she's got to think, okay, I've got to solve this first barrel problem. I'm going to get creative. Instead of using this bit and this technique, I'm going to try this other way. Or think up something that's never been thought of for that animal. So my thought is this. A lot of company structure is set up kind of not in an ideal way. You know, the boss wants to see your face from 8 to 5, and that's how that person wants you to be creative. It becomes really hard for anyone to try to create on demand. And most of the time, if I come into the office, I know that during that time that I come into the office, I'm going to be putting out fires for the next 10 or 15 minutes instead of actually getting the 10% of what I need to get done. I'm instead busy putting out, where's this, where's that, so-and-so needs to be paid, et cetera, instead of actually focusing on my one thing. So if you have the ability to negotiate with the way that your company is set up, to spend some time in a creative space at home, spend some time on a walk, get up a little earlier, try to figure out a way where you can kind of let your mind open up and focus on that one thing, that's the best way possible. Now, I don't assume that your boss is going to immediately adopt into my thinking for my company structure, where my employees can go without me seeing them for days at a time, as long as the work is produced. But I can just hope that this podcast will give you some insight. Let me paint them a little picture. Imagine I walked up to a herd of milk cows and I yelled over the fence, "Hey, you lazy cows, make me some more milk." And they look up at me. What would they reply? "We are." So I want everybody on my staff that's in a creative role, and which everyone I feel like is in a creative role, I want them to be happy, healthy, experiencing some level of prosperity, and able to create on their own time. I want, if Jessie needs to go in her basement and have 2 hours by herself to get really creative, I want to allow her to do that without having to physically see her in the office, where I know she'll get interrupted. The same goes for Cody that edits my vlogs. I don't see her. There are a lot of days that I am going to see her. Most of the time, I'm not going to see her at all. I need her to be able to, while she may appear like the lazy cows eating grass, in her mind, it's going to the place where she's able to create. I hope that this made a lot of sense for you guys. I'm completely out of breath on my little morning walk. I've been walking uphill this entire time. So I hope that you guys love this. I hope that your corporation is able to understand these concepts just a little bit, able to give you just a little bit of space. Or if you're a stay-at-home mom, stay-at-home dad, you're able to think about the times that instead of you feeling greedy about your time, you feel more like you're utilizing that time for quiet so that you can overcome your creative solutions instead of feeling so guilty. That you can start to use that time to think about solving a problem for your family, for your budget, for projects coming up. I hope that you'll understand that it's actually selfish to not take the time, to not utilize your entire brain to really focus on that activity. That's it for today, guys. I hope that you'll catch me on the vlog tonight, youtube.com/Fallon Taylor. I hope that you guys are loving the podcast. If you are not, please reach out to me and let me know. I will stop tomorrow. If you love them, please reach out and let me know so that I will keep them going. I have no clue if you love them or hate them unless I get a DM, an email, a comment. But the ultimate high five is when you share these on your social media. That's the ultimate high five, putting it on your story, on your Instagram feed, if this really, truly changed your life. I hope you guys have an amazing rest of your day and go be creative.